Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the World News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi ensures modernization, strengthens, not erases India's cultural roots. India sent 300 metric tons of emergency relief to cyclone hit Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Israel's foreign ministry says ties with India are strong, describes India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor as a very good initiative. Russian Defense Ministry says its forces have taken control of two Ukrainian villages as peace talks continues. And Indian shooter Simranpreet Virar wins gold in women's 25-meter pistol event at ISSF World Cup final in Doha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi today. The session is commencing at Red Fort in the national capital from tomorrow and will continue till the 13th of this month. The Prime Minister said, India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner and no community remain invisible or unsupported. He further highlighted that United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has played a transformative role in building a shared global framework for safeguarding intangible heritage. He said India is proud to have several elements inscribed on UNESCO's list. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance. In many ways, they are the most democratic expression of culture, owned by all, guarded by many, and enriched by each generation.
India has stepped up humanitarian outreach to Sri Lanka as the island struggles to recover from the devastation caused by last week's cyclonic storm, with fresh consignments of emergency relief arriving to support displaced families, damaged communities and disrupted livelihoods across several hard-hit districts. Emergency relief consignments totaling 300 metric tons were formally handed over to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. A report.
India has delivered 300 metric tons of emergency relief to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu today as part of a broader 1,000-ton assistance package from Tamil Nadu. Another ship containing 700 tons is due to reach Trincomalee tomorrow. The aid was formally handed over by Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha to Minister Vasantha Samarasinghe as Sri Lanka continues to battle the aftermath of devastating floods that have killed 618 people and displaced thousands. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, World News, Colombo.
The Russian Defense Ministry today said its forces had taken control of the village of Kucherivka in Ukraine's northern Kharkiv region and Rivne in the eastern Donetsk region. The ministry added that Moscow had carried out coordinated strikes on Ukrainian transport infrastructure, fuel and energy facilities, military airfields and long-range drone complexes. Local officials in Ukraine reported that a man was killed in a drone attack in the northern Chernihiv region last night. A combined missile and drone strike on infrastructure in the central city of Kremenchuk caused power and water outages. The latest wave of attacks came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said last evening that he had held a substantive phone call with U.S. officials involved in negotiations with a Ukrainian delegation in Florida. Separately, International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, inspectors said that protective shield covering Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear reactor can no longer perform its main containment function following a drone strike earlier this year. The IAEA reported that the massive structure built to secure the site of the 1986 nuclear disaster has lost key safety capabilities, including its confinement function. The agency said that repairs are essential to prevent further degradation of the nuclear shelter. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. An official from Israel's foreign ministry has said that ties between Israel and India are very strong and that there are endless opportunities for collaboration between the two countries. The official also described the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, as a very good initiative. The IMEC, a transformative project aimed at enhancing connectivity, trade and sustainability across three regions, was launched on the sidelines of the G20 summit in New Delhi in September 2023. The agreement was signed by India, Saudi Arabia, the European Union, the UAE, the United States and several other G20 partners. At present, Jordan and Israel are the only two countries not included among the signatory. Less than a month after the IMEC launch, Hamas launched a multi-front attack on Israel on October 7 that impacted the project. In West Africa, Benin's government today said its armed forces had foiled a coup attempt after a group of soldiers claimed on national television to have seized power. At least 8 soldiers, some wearing helmets, appeared on state television this morning, announced that a military committee led by Colonel Tigray Pascal had taken control. They declared the dissolution of national institutions, the suspension of the constitution, and the closure of all air, land, and maritime borders. However, few hours later, Interior Minister Alsan Sido, in a statement, said that the West African country's armed forces had thwarted the attempted coup. He urged citizens to go about their business as usual. The Pakistani authorities have once again suspended mobile phone internet services in Quetta and other parts of Balochistan, causing problems for people, local media reported. According to government officials, the decision to suspend internet services in Balochistan has been taken due to security concerns. In Hong Kong, voting is underway to elect members of the Legislative Council. The poll comes days after a massive fire at an apartment complex killed 159 people. Election campaigns were suspended after the fire and were subdued in the days after as the city mourned. 18 migrants died while attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea in an inflatable boat that capsized south of the island of Crete, Greek authorities said yesterday. 2 survivors were rescued. In Algeria, 14 people were killed and 34 injured when a passenger bus overturned on a national highway yesterday. The Civil Protection Service said the vehicle flipped onto its roof while travelling on the route linking Béchir and Tindouf in southern Algeria. Rescue crews treated the wounded at the scene before transferring several in critical condition to a nearby hospital. In China, 9 people were killed and 7 injured in expressway collisions in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region last night. The authorities said the accidents happened on different sections of an expressway in the city of Usu in Tacheng Prefecture, where multiple vehicles crashed in succession. In shooting, Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinched the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup Final 2025 in Doha, Qatar, today. The 21-year-old also equaled the junior world record of Paris Olympic champion Yang Ji-in of South Korea, hitting 41 out of 50 shots in a highly competitive finals field. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's motto of Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi ensures modernization, strengthens, not erases, India's cultural roots. India sent 300 metric tons of emergency relief to cyclone hit Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Israel's foreign ministry says ties with India are strong, describes India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor as a very good initiative. Russian Defense Ministry says its forces have taken control of two Ukrainian villages as peace talks continues. An Indian soldier, Indian shooter Simranpreet Brar wins gold in women's 25-meter pistol event at ISSF World Cup final in Doha. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin.